Unit 4. Technology. Reading 1. Cloud computing. If you are one of the millions of people around the world who has used a web-based email service, then you have experienced cloud computing. With cloud computing, you use software that is installed on the internet instead of on the hard drive of your own computer. There's no information for your account saved on your computer. It's stored on giant servers on the internet. Your computer no longer has to run numerous applications when all types of information can be saved on clouds. Web browsers now function like operating systems that can give you almost everything you have on your own computer. With cloud computing, users are able to access data from anywhere at any time. By logging on any computer linked to the internet, people are able to retrieve information from a cloud computing system. Furthermore, such a system allows people in different locations anywhere in the world to collaborate on a project. Companies in different countries can work together on one computer without sending data back and forth. There's also a cost benefit. Users don't need brand new computers as they don't need fast processors. And costly software is no longer necessary as many applications are free. Despite these advantages, some computer users are worried about cloud computing. Security is a big issue, as you are transferring your information to cloud computing companies, where people you don't know can view it. Also, privacy is a problem as users can log in from any location and their data can be detected by someone else. Nevertheless, cloud computing is likely to have a bright future and could lead to users no longer feeling the need to run software applications. Reading 2. Popcorn Brain Syndrome. Over a short period of time, the development of the internet and of mobile communications has completely transformed the way we spend our time. Already, we are devoting more of our time to online activities than we did to our previous addiction, watching TV. So what effect has this dramatic alteration in our lifestyle habits had on our brains? An American professor has described the effect on our brains as the popcorn brain syndrome. The fast pace, multitasking, and never-ending stimulation involved in internet use make everything else seem boring. Why go outside to meet a friend when you have hundreds of friends online constantly posting updates and photos about their lives? The stimulation that our brains receive from rapid access to information and constant communication with our friends activates dopamine cells in the brain, which create a feeling of pleasure and, eventually, an addiction. As young people's brains are still growing, the popcorn brain phenomenon has a particularly adverse effect on them. Young adults who spend a lot of time online each day experience physical changes to their brains. A study found that the amount of gray matter, the thinking part of the brain, decreased in the brains of college students who spend 10 hours a day online compared with a group who spent less than 2 hours on the internet. The solution to this problem is simple, though perhaps difficult to actually achieve. We need to spend less time online. While it's probably impossible nowadays to wean ourselves from the internet completely, it should be possible to achieve a more healthy balance between our online and offline lives. Our brains need periods of rest, so it's a good idea to take a break from the internet from time to time and try to enjoy simpler, slower pleasures.